morning. Got several announcements this morning. Just want to thank everyone that came yesterday and helped undecorate the sanctuary, and also thank Pastor Sue for those of us that came. She took us out for breakfast and a hot cup of coffee, so we want to thank her also for that. And Caleb and Jim, because if we wouldn't have had that manpower, we would have been in big trouble. That tree is much taller than I thought it was once you start taking it down. We also have a prayer request. Our district superintendent, Reverend John Heiss's mother-in-law, passed away on Thursday. Viewing is today and her service is tomorrow, so we need to keep them in our prayers. And Terry from Haiti says, thank you very much for all of the funds for the pop, from the pop bottles that we had. Suzanne has been sending that money, and they're very, very grateful for all of that. So we want to thank you for that. We have a lot of announcements on the back of our bulletin, a lot of upcoming meetings this month, so you need to pay attention to that. The one thing that is different is the Thursdays at 10 group will not be meeting at all in January. They'll start up again on February 3rd. So we need to keep that in mind. And I think we had 11, was it 11?
13
for, 13 for red butterflies. Yeah, 13 yesterday, red butterflies on Monday. We had 11. So it's just kind of fun, get together, a little fellowship, a little food. You know, you can't go wrong where there's food involved, by all means. So anyway, we have a lot of prayer requests also in our bulletin, a lot of people to keep in our thoughts and prayers, so we need to do that, and then those that are heavy on our hearts also. We want you to remember all of those. We have one birthday today that we're aware of, Karen Send. Her birthday is today. And then we also have an anniversary to celebrate on the 14th, Pastor Sue and Jim. So we'll do a little birthday and a little anniversary. Let's quiet our minds and prepare our hearts as we prepare for worship.
So I am going to make an announcement that came from our bishop. With COVID continuing to rise, he is strongly encouraging us to wear masks. It's not required, but he's encouraging us. He is also encouraging that maybe we even close our doors again. Linda Schramm and I have talked. We feel like we don't want to do that yet anyway. So just note, and if you are concerned with that, You may want to spread out and sit farther from each other if you're not concerned. I am going to leave that to you. I have to do my part. I have to say what the bishop is asking and requesting of us. And so, Linda, do you have anything that you want to add to that? Okay. All right. So just stay tuned, because if things continue, we may have to make some changes once again. At this point, encouraged. So. I do want to welcome my friends this morning. In your bulletin, Teresa Stringer is going to be baptized. Teresa was a member at Deckerville a while back, and doesn't really have a church home now. We're hoping that maybe we can make this her church home. She's been in my grief class, and she's gone through the classes 3 times. And I just love Teresa. She's a teacher at the high school, and really helps with the youth that are there. We have had 7 youth at the high school in the last year and a half lose parents. 7. That's a lot. We have now had 3 that have come here and there to our grief class. And Teresa is really reaching out to them. And so I hope, and she was going, oh, I know this person. Oh, this is my cousin. So I'm hoping she feels very welcome, and we welcome your friends, your family, and we're so glad to have you with us this morning. Thank you. Well, go ahead.
We're going to go ahead and start. Welcome to Sandusky First United Methodist Church. Our vision statement is love, care, share like Christ. The mission statement of our denomination is go, make disciples of Jesus Christ for the transformation of the world. Pastor Sue Platt will be bringing us the morning message. I'm Deb Darling, your worship leader for this morning. Our first praise song is number 2107, Wade in the Water. Please stand if you are able. Please remain standing for our call to worship. Baptism is the rite of passage into the family of God.
We are baptized not only with water, but with the Holy Spirit.
In this time of worship, let us strive to understand the full meaning of baptism as we mark the baptism of Jesus.
Let us pray. O God of grace, who at this time didst give Jesus Christ to be our Savior, we ask thee to overcome our darkness with his light, our selfishness with his love, our indolence and cowardice with his steadfast devotion, that we may live ever as in thy presence and perform faithfully our appointed task and finally come to everlasting life through that same Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And you may be seated. I'm going to invite you to turn to your hymnals on page 33. And I invite Linda Schramm, who is our lay leader for this year, and for Teresa and any of her family and friends that want to come forward with her. And bring your hymnals if you do come up. Page 33. You stand here and your family and can stand kind of at the side so people can, her husband Kevin, Barb, and Don, you can come on up, I won't bite, and her teacher friends from the high school, and I don't remember, Lynn and
Jamie,
I try to remember, but sometimes it just doesn't work. Al's coming up as well, and Al. Marie's also a cousin. If Marie wants to come up, it's family affair here. Yeah. This is wonderful. You're okay. This is a good shake. It's a good time to be here for God, as God is with you, okay? So I'm going to address the congregation. Brothers and sisters in Christ, through the sacrament of baptism, we are initiated into Christ's holy church. We are incorporated into God's mighty acts of salvation and given new birth through water and the Spirit. All this is God's gift offered to us without price. Through confirmation, through the reaffirmation of our faith, we renew the covenant declared at our baptism, acknowledge what God is doing for us, and affirm our commitment to Christ's holy church. I now present to you Teresa Marie Stringer for baptism. Teresa, these questions are for you. On behalf of the whole church, do you renounce the spiritual forces of wickedness, reject the evil powers of this world, and repent of your sin? If so, I do.
I do.
Do you accept the freedom and power God gives you to resist evil, injustice, and oppression, in whatever forms they present themselves? If so, I do.
I do.
Do you confess Jesus Christ as your Savior, put your whole trust in his grace, promise to serve him as your Lord in union with the church which Christ has opened to people of all ages, nations, and races? If so, I do.
I do.
According to the grace given to you, will you remain a faithful member of Christ's holy church and serve as Christ's representative in the world? If so, I will.
I will.
Okay. Linda's going to address the congregation.
Will you nurture one another in the Christian faith and life and include this person now before us in your care?
With God's help, we will proclaim the good news and live according to the example of Christ. We will surround this person with a community of love and forgiveness that she may grow in her trust of God and be found faithful in her service to others. We will pray for her that she may be true disciples who walk in the way that leads to life.
You can go ahead.
Do you believe in God the Father?
I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth.
Do you believe in Jesus Christ?
I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who is conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven, is seated at the right hand of the Father, and will come again to judge the living and the dead.
Do you believe in the Holy Spirit?
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Eternal Father, when nothing existed but chaos, you swept across the dark waters and brought forth light. In the days of Noah, you saved those on the ark through water. And after the flood, you set in the clouds a rainbow. When you saw your people as slaves in Egypt, you led them to freedom through the sea. Their children you brought through the Jordan to the land which you promised. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Tell of God's mercy each day. In the fullness of time, you sent Jesus, nurtured in the water of a womb. He was baptized by John and anointed by your Spirit. He called his disciples to share in the baptism of his death and resurrection and to make disciples of all nations.
His glory among all the people.
Pour out your Holy Spirit to bless this gift of water and those who will receive it, to wash away her sin, clothe her in righteousness throughout her life, that dying and being raised with Christ, she may share in his final victory.
All praise to you, eternal Father, through your Son, Jesus Christ, who with you and the Holy Spirit lives and reigns forever. Amen.
What name were you given at birth?
Teresa Marie Mosier.
And now?
Teresa Marie Stringer.
Teresa Marie Stringer, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Need to get my book, sorry. The Holy Spirit, my dear, work within you, that being born through water and the Spirit, you may be a faithful disciple of Jesus Christ. And everybody said,
Amen.
You, my friend, are now baptized, and I have a gift from the congregation and from me. This is your certificate of baptism, and this is a prayer shawl that is made that is just for you. We have a Thursday group that makes shawls, and you are loved.
Thank you.
And it's okay to cry. Let's welcome and her baptism.
Thank you.
Yep. And one of the things I didn't say as she's going down, and I'll let everyone know, is that I did go to the Holy Land, Teresa, and there is some water from the Jordan that was in that water. That Jesus was baptized in the Jordan River, and you got some of that same water. What a celebration. And so now we're going to stand and sing as Abel, I was there to hear your morning cry. It is a baptismal song. Stand as you are able. It's on the screen and in 2051.
Thank you.
seated, and I invite the children to come up. How are you guys? Doing good? Now, who'd you learn about in Sunday school this morning? Because I overheard a little bit of the lesson. Jesus? Getting baptized. That's right. Who baptized him? Do you know? John. All right, you had that down, didn't you? All right. So that's what we're going to talk about today in our sermon, is that Jesus, when he was 30 years old, was going to begin his ministry. He was baptized by John. Now, do you remember your baptism? No, you know what? I don't either. I was only 2 weeks old. That's kind of hard to remember, right? Now, Annie Mae has only been baptized maybe a month now. Has it been a month? Okay. A little over. Guess it was, yeah. Time goes by so quickly, doesn't it? Yeah. Yeah. So she's just growing like a weed. You see, we grow in our faith even when we're baptized young and we may not remember. What God wants us to do is to think about that act of baptism. Now, what did we do with Teresa this morning? What did I put my hand in? Water. And do you know that water becomes special? Do you know why? What's in that water, do you think? It takes away our sins. It cleanses us, doesn't it? Very good. Do you know what else may be in that water that is poured out on us? What's poured out on us? That's kind of a hard question, isn't it? How about the Holy Spirit? Did you talk about that in class today? Yeah. The Holy Spirit comes on us. And on Jesus, in our scripture today, the Holy Spirit came down on Jesus, and a dove was there. That was the representation of the Holy Spirit, is a dove. Did you know that? Yeah, how about that? We had doves on our Christmas tree that represented the Holy Spirit, and that's all taken down now. But we know in our hearts that the Holy Spirit is on us, right? So even if you can't remember your baptism, can you remember the act of the baptism? And know that God is with you. Right? Amen. So can you pray with me? Let's put our hands together and pray. Repeat with me. Dear God, thank you for water and the Holy Spirit poured on us. Amen. All right, here's your children's bulletins. Bulletin. There you go. All right. Thank you, Adamie. You like to play with that, I'm sure. She may want to play with that. All right. Thank you, guys.
Our Old Testament reading today is Isaiah 43, verses 1 through 7. But now this is what the Lord says. He who created you, Jacob, he who formed you, Israel. Do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have summoned you by name, you are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And when you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. I give Egypt for your ransom, Cush and Seba in your stead. Since you are precious and honored in my sight, and because I love you, I will give people in exchange for you, nations in exchange for your life. Do not be afraid, for I am with you. I will bring your children from the east and gather you from the west. I will go to the north, give them up, and to the south, do not hold them back. Bring my sons from afar and my daughters from the ends of the earth. Everyone who is called by my name, whom I created for my glory, whom I formed and made. May God add his blessings upon the reading of his word.
Thank you, Deb. This morning, our choir is going to sing out of our anthem. We usually practice on Wednesdays at 4, if anybody wants to come and join us. And this week, the weather was not particularly kind to our day and time, so we're going to sing out of the hymnal, Seek Ye First. This week, a prayer from our Christian Ed Sunday School classes with the children. Say a prayer for my daddy in heaven. We love and miss you, Luke McCready. This week, as we lift up a community business, is Sandusky Car Wash. Remember those prayer lists and all those that are on the list that were lifted this morning as well. Let us go to our Lord in prayer. Gracious and loving God, we thank you. We thank you for life, for baptisms, for birthdays and anniversaries, for the joy that you pour out on us and all that you give to us. We give you thanks and praise, O Lord. But in the midst of life, we also are troubled and worried and anxious and frustrated as we deal with COVID, as we deal with grief, as we deal with financial struggles, relationship struggles, with life. We ask, Lord, that you Continue to pour out your Holy Spirit on us, that we recognize it, that we trust you, that we come and seek you, Lord, to seek your kingdom, to seek the hope that you give, the love that you share, the forgiveness of sins as we fail short. Oh, Lord, help us and guide us and lead us, that we may be true disciples of yours, to follow you and to give you all glory and honor. It is this we pray together in our Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. If you would remain seated as we have our preparation song for the gospel reading, number 139, we're doing verse 1, 3, and 5. Praise to the Lord, the Almighty. This morning, our gospel reading is out of Luke chapter 3, verses 15 to 17 and 21 to 22. Hear these words. The people were waiting expectantly and were all wondering in their hearts if John might possibly be the Messiah. And John answered them all, "I baptize you with water. But one who is more powerful than I will come, the straps of whose sandals I am not worthy to untie. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand to clear his threshing floor and to gather the wheat into his barn, but he will burn up the shaft with unquenchable fire." And then verse 21, when all the people were being baptized, Jesus was baptized too. And as he was praying, heaven was opened, and the Holy Spirit descended on him in bodily form like a dove. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my Son, whom I love. With you I am well pleased." The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Lord, may the words of my mouth and meditation of my heart be acceptable and pleasing unto you, O Lord, And now may there be less and less and less of me, and more and more and more of you. These things I pray. Amen. John and Jesus, born of Mary and Elizabeth, 6 months apart, cousins. Jesus had not yet started his ministry, but John was being that forerunner, that person that was leading up to who Jesus Christ was and would come into the life of the people around. John would say to others, repent of your sins and be baptized. Repent, as you know, is when we are going down the wrong way and we are to turn and follow Jesus and go back the right way to be righteous once again. So John would tell people, repent and then be baptized, because baptism is a part of cleansing us. That water is poured out. And in the United Methodist Church and in many other churches, you can have different forms of baptism. Teresa and I laughed. I said, you know, I could, dunk you into the water. But it's a little cold right now, a little icy. And she goes, I don't think I want that. In most of the United Methodist churches, we don't have a tank to be able to have people be immersed into the water. I have gone to lakes and ponds or pools and done that in the summer when it's nice and cool, and the congregation has always got to be a part of the baptism. We don't do private baptisms in the United Methodist Church, because we respond, as you responded, with, we will help care and nurture those who we baptize. I want you to hear what you said you would do. Did you get that? You would help care and nurture for who is baptized. A month, 2 months ago is Ada May. Today is Teresa. You have made a promise to these people, to our children, to the adults in the church, that you would help one another in the journey of life of our spirituality. So John was trying to get people who didn't know Jesus, but he knew that they needed to repent and baptize, and he did that for many years, preparing the way for Jesus to come. And one day, as they're at the Jordan River in Israel, John is baptizing, and people were all excited and anticipating, as it says, expecting. Are you the Christ, John? Are you the Messiah? Are you the one we've heard about? Tell us. And John says, I am not the one. I only baptize you with water. Well, we baptize today with water, but it also has the power of the Holy Spirit in it now, because Jesus has died and rose again and has given us the Holy Spirit. But John just had the water in the Jordan. And Jesus says to him, I want you to baptize me. Can you imagine what John must have thought? You are the Christ. You are the Messiah. You are Lord. And yet you want me to baptize you? I'm not even worthy to untie your sandal. And another piece of this is Jesus Christ, the one who is sinless, human and divine, says, baptize me. He doesn't need to be cleaned of any sin. He is sinless. He is pure. He is holy and righteous. So why does Jesus need to be baptized? For me, personally, I believe it's a model for us to see that this is what God wants for us to do, is to be baptized. Jesus didn't need to be baptized. He was baptized in order to show us this is the process. Repent and be baptized and believe in our Lord Jesus Christ. Believe in me. Believe in God the Father. And as he's baptized, the heavens are opened. Wow. I wish I could have been there. The heavens were opened. And God spoke, "This is my son." He is letting everybody know that is there to be a witness. This is the Christ. This is the Son of God. Listen and follow him. Be a disciple. Repent and be baptized, but now follow who Jesus Christ is, to follow his ways. I love him. He is my son. Now follow. Baptism is something that is very special, that most all of us have experienced, but maybe we don't remember. Normally on this Sunday, on a day that it wouldn't be COVID, I would have some water here or some rocks, and everybody would come up and touch the water and take a rock to remember their baptism. But with COVID, I can't do that. But I want you to remember, and sometimes we have people will say to me, "How can I remember? I was too young." Me too. I was only 2 weeks old. I don't remember. Ada May is not going to remember. When we say remember, we want to remember the act, as I told the children, of what happened. We had water, whether it's immersion or sprinkled on, that it was the power of the Holy Spirit that was poured out on us, you and me, to become cleansed and righteous in God's eyes at that very moment. And John Wesley, who is our founder of the United Methodist Church, shares three graces. There is one that is called prevenient grace, is that before us making that decision to accept Jesus Christ, he's wooing us. He's calling us to know him and accept him as Lord. All of that before we make that decision, it's called prevenient grace. And the moment we make that decision is, "Lord, I want you as my Lord and Savior. Jesus, I want you." That is justifying grace. We're made righteous at that very moment. We're made clean. We have had the power of the Holy Spirit poured out onto us. And we are made righteous. Now the rest of your life, you've been baptized. The rest of your life is what we call in sanctifying grace. A grace that is continued to be poured out on you, so that you can be forgiven as you seek God. You know, we sang that song, "Seek God." We need to seek God every day. We need to seek his guidance. But when we fall short of the glory of God, we need to go to him and say, "God, I'm sorry." We need to repent. Remember turning the other way. And following what Christ, what God wants us to do. And so as we live our life, we're now living in that time of sanctifying grace. A grace that he's poured out for us because Jesus Christ was born. We've celebrated that at Christmas. And now he is beginning his ministry at the age of 30. I'm baptized and he begins his ministry. And now John the Baptist's ministry is done. He sits in the background. And then will be killed by King Herod. John is done. He paved the way for Jesus. And now Jesus takes his life. And as we celebrate this season of Epiphany, it's what it's called, we remember what Jesus has done. And he tells us about his ministries until the time we get to Lent, which is the 6 weeks before Easter. And we learn about his ministries in the 3 years that he walked the earth. But it's a beginning. Linda thought about the song, This is a Day of New Beginnings, because that's what it is. It is a day of new beginnings. Jesus has now been baptized, and now he starts his ministry. So what does that mean for you and I? That means, too, when we have our remembrance of our baptism, we start fresh again, and we go and we do the ministries that Jesus has called us to do, and to follow him, to be his disciple of Christ. We come to Jesus as broken people. We come with times of hardships, grief, financial issues, all those things that I listed in my prayers, relationships. We are human beings that need to be made whole. And on this earth, we are in a time where sometimes you're following Jesus and you think, why isn't this going better? Right? Why is life so difficult? Why? But Jesus never said it was going to be easy. He never promised us a garden of roses when we become a member of a church or when we're baptized. What he promises, though, is that I now will be with you forever. The Holy Spirit is in you, and I will walk with you. I will hold you in the palm of my hand. I will be with you. Seek me. Because sometimes I've heard people, and I have felt it myself at times, where we feel like God is so distant. Have you ever been there? Amen. Who moved away? Did God or did we? I have a hand raised there. Yep, that's absolutely right. We were the ones that moved away. Jesus is always there. He wants us now. This is my son whom I'm well pleased. I'm going to start his ministry. I want you to follow him. How do we do that? Well, we come to worship like today. But we can worship God every day. We can worship God here in our homes, in our cars. We can praise him every day. But we also need to be in the Word. We also need to seek him. What is it that you want me to do today, Lord? He wants to hear, even in those small little things of life, for us to turn to him. He wants us to have a life of devotions, to do something every day. We have upper rooms that are in the back. I believe there's some left there that you can get and read every day. What is Scripture saying, and what is the message for today? And then there's prayer. We need to pray. We need to pray for God's people. We need to pray for the whole country, for the world. As so many things continue to happen in our world. Not just COVID rising. We all get tired of hearing that. But also of the disasters that happen. Terry was so pleased. I don't know if you know, from September until the end of the year, we collected, if I'm right in the check that I saw, $326. We collected in pop cans and glasses of whatever. Right. 10 cents is 10 cents. That's absolutely right. 10 cents is 10 cents. And we are collecting that money now. So if you have pop cans or glass, then you can bring those in. Please bring them in a bag and make sure it's tied shut. Because Suzanne goes and puts all of those in the machine, $326 worth from September to now. And we give it to our orphanage in Haiti that we're supporting, Mrs. Eddy's. Terry was so thrilled when she got that check. That is following Jesus Christ. And we didn't do a lot of work to do that, except maybe put the, I'll say on the radio, can up to our face, right? I'm glad you laughed, because spirituality doesn't have to be, I'm so straight. have to be in this? No. We should be excited. The people that were there to see baptism or be baptized were expecting, wanting that experience. We should be the same way. We should be overjoyed. Yes, I'm a Christian. Amen? I don't want you to sleep on me. As a Christian, we should be excited about who we are, whose we are. Because God is pleased with Jesus. Amen? That's what it said. God is pleased with Jesus. But I can tell you this, Jesus loves us. And I believe most of the time he's pleased with us. But see, Jesus knew that we wouldn't be perfect, so he died and went to the cross for our sins, for you and I. He died on the cross to take care of all those sins. So when we sin again, I know later today I'll probably sin again. I'll have to go repent. I'm sorry, Lord. We have to mean it. We have to mean what we say. Lord, help me not to do this again. And sometimes I have to say, Lord, help me not to do this again and again. For none of us are perfect. Even when we're baptized and made righteous at that very moment, we're not perfect. But Jesus loves us and he will carry us. And I pray that we will trust that, that we will trust him and know that he is with us. Let's pray. Lord God, we thank you that Jesus was baptized to show us the way, what we should do, and then how we can be his follower. Guide us and lead us in the name of our risen Christ. Amen. This morning, the ushers come forward for our morning offering. Please stand for the doxology as able. Out of our abundance, out of our love for you, to give back what you've given to us. Bless these and those who have given and those who receive, that they may know you and your word proclaimed. In the name of Christ we pray. Amen. All right, our last song we're changing. I know the Lord's laid his hands on me is been changed to Since Jesus Came Into My Heart. It is 2140 in the little black book, if you want to follow along, and on the screen, and we're doing two verses. Go forth this week. I pray that we do exactly what that last song just said. Since Jesus is in our heart, may we get so excited. Amen? Oh, you're still awake. Good. Since Jesus came into my heart, may we share the joy of the Lord. Go now in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.